Okay, good evening. So continuing in Chovos HaLevavos Shaar B'Tachon, so we've been talking about the number of reasons, explanations, or reasons why the Rabbeinu Bechai explains why the person who has B'Tachon is in a better shape than even the person who's able to print their own money. Right? The chemist who can turn any materials, raw materials, into silver and gold, and why he's in better shape. He quotes 10 reasons. So we're up to reasons tonight, 4, 5, and 6. Reasons why this person is in better shape than that guy who can literally make his own money. Why is that? So reason number four he gives is because the chemist, he has a choice, right? Either he's going to prepare a lot of gold and silver and hold on to it, or he'll prepare very little and just prepare it as he needs it. But in either case, he's going to be in trouble. Why? If he prepares a lot of it, what's he going to be worried about? Someone's going to find it. Someone's going to steal it. How's he going to protect that gold and silver that he's made? If he prepares not so much, what's he always nervous about? Maybe by the time I need it, I won't be able to make it again. So if that's what he's relying on, he continues to feel that worry, as opposed to the Baal B'Tachon, who doesn't have that worry. He knows, I do the right thing, I do things the way I'm supposed to happen, the way I'm supposed to, and B'nai Shalom will take care of me, whatever take care of me means. Whatever it's a plan for me, Hashem will take care of me. Reason number five, he says, is because the chemist that's always nervous, people are going to find out. And someone's going to find out what I'm doing, they're going to catch me, I'm going to be get embarrassed, I'll get in trouble, whatever it's going to be. As opposed to the Baal B'Tachon, who he quotes a number of psukim which say that person who has B'Tachon Hashem, others become afraid of them. The Kadosh Baruch Hu protects people who are Baal B'Tachon. You put your reliance on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he stands up for you, and he takes care of you. And therefore that concern that being worried about other people becomes less of a concern for a person who's a Baal B'Tachon, because again, I recognize that Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan for me. Whatever's supposed to happen to me is going to happen. But he gives one more reason we're going to talk about tonight. Reason number six. The chemist, what's he nervous about? He's going to make all the silver and gold. This is the excitement of his life. The silver and gold he's going to create. But what might happen to me, he says? Maybe I'll won't be able to ever enjoy it. I'm running around making money, and what's going to happen? I'll get sick, Khalilah. Or something will happen to me, and I'm never going to be able to enjoy this thing that I've invested so much time and energy in creating. The Baal B'Tachon writes Rabbeinu Bechai, doesn't have that concern. Why? Because that's not the goal for him. Right? His goal is other things. His goal is Avos Hashem. His goal is to do things in his life that he imagined. The money is the side piece. It's there as the, right, as the means to get me somewhere else. And therefore the Baal B'Tachon, even if he goes out and makes money, he doesn't say to himself, no, I can't wait till I can enjoy it all. Because that's not the goal anyways. And therefore he doesn't have that worry on his head. My Rebbe Tversky used to say that vacation, right, the way the world views vacation, the way a Jew views vacation are very different things. It can be the same amount of time. Right? But very often in the world, it's, I work all year so I can go and enjoy on vacation. And why does a Jew go on vacation? I go and I relax and enjoy myself on vacation. Why? So I can get back to work afterwards and do it in my real life, where every day I'm an Ovid Hashem. I get to do the things that really matter. Right? And that says, that really, so in so many words, the Bnei Machias is the same thing. That the chemist is worried, I can't, oh my gosh, maybe I'll never be able to enjoy that work I've put in all this time. The Baal B'Tachon flips it on his head and says, absolutely not. All of that I rely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, as long as I put in my effort appropriately, then at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the money part. Right? Take care of those things for me. Why? So that I'll have the opportunity to live my life every single day serving him.